Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. This is Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Etc. with Meredith Locker. If you guys are watching this video anywhere except calbanyan.com, go there now, because right below this video, right down there, you know what? There's text, supporting information, links, graphics, all that kind of stuff. You want to check it out. It'll make your experience a lot better. Let's see. Hey, you know, you want to be at calbanyan.com because we have over 100. In fact, we're approaching 140 videos on hypnosis that you can watch for free. So, you know, go there, check it out. Please tell your friends. Alrighty, let me tell you about Meredith. Meredith, she's the star of the show. She's the one. She's the one that makes it easy for me to be in a good mood out here, because I'd have to do it all by myself if it wasn't for her. She brings me questions. She does the background on stuff. She's the real brains behind the outfit, which is not a surprise because she's got a master's degree in psychology. She has got, let's see, she's a one percenter, best of the best. I know she does a great job in her work because she used to be here at our center, and I got to supervise her work. And now, gosh, if I knew anyone that was in, let's see, LA and that wanted to do some hypnosis, I'd definitely refer them to Meredith, the star of our show. How's it going, Meredith?
It's going great, Cal. Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction. And I want to tell you guys a little bit about Cal Banyan. Cal has written a book called Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy. He has written, he co-authored that with Jerry Kine. He also wrote The Secret Language of Feelings, and that information is something I use every single session with every single client that I work with. And if you're not familiar with it, please do go to thesecretlanguageoffeelings.com. He is just one of the most impressive hypnotists in the world, and people do travel all over the world to see him. He is a master trainer and trains all kinds of people like me to be the one percenters, the top 1% of our profession. And I'm just really honored to get to work with him. He's probably the one person in the world that I would be afraid of doing five path on.
I know, all the time you'd be thinking, what's he thinking, right?
I just can't even imagine it. I mean, if I have any fears left, Cal, that's probably the one.
Luckily, I know seven paths of hypnosis, and anything comes up, I can take care of it myself.
Good.
Cool. Hey, let me make some announcements, okay?
Okay.
All right. My usual announcements. Go to hypnosiscenter.com. That's where my classes are listed. I've got a NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course coming up in October. 10 days of eat, sleep, drink, and poop hypnosis. You're going to not believe how much you can learn in such a short period of time in our class. It includes five path and seven path. Then in November, we have a class coming up, which is the Week of Power. That's for people who already have the basic certifications and they're ready to boost their hypnosis practice up to the next level with five path and seven path. Let's see. Our hypnospace continues to grow. Become a member, be there, or be square. Speaking of not being square, make sure you check out our Hypnosis Etc. fan page on Facebook, and that is facebook.com/hypnosisetc. HYPNOSISECT for our fan page. That's kind of like a microblog. Lots of stuff happens in between the episodes. I like to keep you up to date on what's going on there. Let's see. Hey, I tell you what, things have been going great. We've been building our staff. We're doing some really, really cool stuff on the internet to promote hypnosis, to promote our services, to promote our videos. I'm going to leave a link down there about some educational stuff you can get about building your internet presence. And also, we've recruited some help overseas. We have what we call VAs, or virtual assistants. Her name is Christine. Hi, Christine. I don't know why it's taken me so long to mention her. We've added her onto the team. It's really great. And for you guys out there, you want to learn how to get build your team, you click on a link I'll have down there about how to get a virtual assistant. I think you're going to be amazed at how good that can be. Can you imagine, for a very reasonable price in U.S. dollars, that you could have your very own website designer working for you full-time, or web optimization person, or person knows both? You could even share it with two or three different people. It's really a cool thing. And we've got Christine in the Philippines. All right, that's it. I hear you've got a whole bunch of new questions for me.
I do. And my first one, a little age progression for you. How did your 100-mile ride go, Cal?
It went wonderful. I was the first one across the finish line.
Woo!
Now, you know that I don't know yet, because I haven't actually ridden it yet, but I'm visualizing me coming into the finish line, and I'm feeling wonderful, a sense of accomplishment, and I'm feeling great, and there's my friends going, yay, and I'm taking pictures. It's wonderful. Signing autographs. Well, I'm probably not signing autographs, but it's going to be a wonderful success.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I can't wait to really hear about it.
Back to the viewers. So, of course, we're recording this before I actually do my 100-mile ride. And the only thing that could ever stop me would be if they called the race off. It's not really a race. It's a ride. But otherwise, I'm going to make it because I'm determined. Even if they called the race off, I'd still do it. So there's nothing that can stop me. How's that?
I believe that you would. And I think you'd probably make me come so it felt like more of an event.
I'd love to make you come. When are you going to move to Orange County and I'll start working out with you on the bicycle?
Yes. That's on its way. That is now your age progressing me for several months into the future.
There you go.
Yes. So let's get into our questions. You ready, Cal?
Ready to rock and roll.
Wonderful. So Helen from Ireland sent me an email, and she is interested in working with a client with type 2 diabetes. Apparently, she was contacted recently, and she's wondering, she's listened to our recent podcast about working with stroke victims, and she's wondering how 5-PATH and how hypnosis in general can help with diabetes.
Well, I tell you what, let me think about this. I think you could take them into a super duper quadruple depth of hypnosis and just say, you're healed. How's that sound?
I love it. Let's just do that with all of our clients with every issue.
That's a new level of hypnosis I just created. The super duper triple level, quadruple level of hypnosis.
It sounds very advanced.
Yes. Actually, as we're talking about this, you heard me talk about this. Hypnotists don't go out there going, I'm a healer, I'm a healer, I'm a healer. Hypnosis doesn't heal anything. Hypnosis is a process, but the only sources of healing, now if you're a spiritual guy like me, are one, God, and the second, two, your body's innate ability to heal when things are optimized for healing. Now, talking about diabetes. So there's two main things come to mind, and you can, of course, Meredith, add to this any way you want. And first of all, I said it before, it was just a couple podcasts ago, anything that stress makes worse, hypnosis done properly can make better. So everyone knows who is a diabetic that stress can cause your blood sugar levels to go all wacky. And I am not a medical professional. That's only what I've heard. I'm not giving medical advice out here, but I think anyone in the medical profession or who has diabetes can back that up, that stress can cause problems with blood sugar levels, and diabetes as, you know, a problem with blood sugar levels. So you can use hypnosis to reduce the stress. Now, 5-PATHers in particular, we don't do stress management. What we do is we reduce the kind of stress that we're carrying around inside of us because of emotional stress, old hurt, old anger, old guilt, old frustrations, these kinds of things that everywhere we go, there it is. And so we go in, we'll neutralize that stress. Now, another thing that we can do to help things like diabetes is your doctor will tell you should be eating in a certain way and you should be exercising in a certain way. And a well-trained hypnotist should be able to, once those emotional issues are resolved, be able to give you hypnotic suggestions to help you begin to eat right and exercise right. And by the way, when you go see a hypnotist, please, please, please be open or even request that they teach you self-hypnosis. If you just go to a hypnotist or hypnotherapist and they fix your problem through suggestion or whatever techniques they use. That's like giving you a fish. They fed you for the day. They took care of that one issue. But if you can get them to teach you a really high quality, real powerful form of self-hypnosis, then they're teaching you how to fish. So when selecting a hypnotist, always ask them, are you going to teach me self-hypnosis? So that you don't just take care of today's problem, but you learn how to continue to motivate yourself to eat right, exercise right, and to be able to reduce your stress. Anything you want to add to that, Meredith?
Yeah, well, you know, there are just, you know, once again, I am no medical professional, but I have worked a great deal with different diabetes clients in various realms that I've worked in, as a nutritional counselor, as well as when I've worked with clients with anorexia and bulimia, and especially clients who have diabetes and use their insulin to control their weight, which is another form of an eating disorder. So I do know a little bit about this subject. And there are two different types of diabetes. Type 1 is considered the child onset, or the type that you tend to be more born with. And type 2 tends to be more dependent upon what you've eaten and usually your weight. It's not always the case, but most of the time when somebody has type 2 diabetes, which was actually what Helen was asking about specifically, it does have to do with their eating habits and their weight. And so, you know, to be extra safe, when I got permission from the doctor to work with this client, I would probably find out what the doctor thinks some of the causes are, just to keep myself extra safe, even though I already know that the way that they eat and that their weight has something to do with it. And then, you know, I would talk to the client about, you know, look, this is what I can help you with. I can help you with your eating habits, and I can help you to lose some weight. And by nature of helping you with that, it will ultimately, according to your doctor, help your diabetes. So that's kind of the tact that I would take in general. Do you have anything to add to that, Cal?
I just think that was really, really good. You know, as you were talking about that, I was thinking, in a future podcast, would you be willing to talk about either case history, or talk about just in general of how to apply hypnosis to working with, you know, eating problems like, you know, binging and purging or not eating enough?
Yeah.
Because we always talk about weight loss and stuff. And I think that your experience working with these different kind of eating disorders might be a valuable thing to do.
Sounds good to me. I would love to talk about that. Absolutely.
Is this something you think you could do next one?
Sure.
All right, you guys. Now you got a reason to come back next week, because Meredith's going to talk about a very interesting subject that she has a lot of professional experience with. Cool. I'm excited. That might even take 2 or 3 episodes.
Yeah, absolutely. It easily could.
Good, good. All right. Please continue.
All right. So, you know, to me, this is a case of looking at the underlying cause of the actual challenge and working with that. If the client is unwilling to make any changes, you know, if they say, no, I really just wanted you to resolve my type 2 diabetes, but I'm not willing to change the way I eat and I really don't want to lose any weight, then I probably wouldn't take the case. You know, certainly I could work with them to resolve stress, and as we know, stress can help anything or hurt anything if it's there, and getting rid of stress can help anything. But as far as actually impacting the diabetes, especially if their doctor is saying it's about weight and it's about the way that they're eating, then we wouldn't get very far. So that's my 4 cents.
Let me ask you something. What if, would you ever consider saying to the person, may I ask you why you're not, you know that this stuff, this is a serious disease. Why is it that you're not willing to make any changes in your eating or exercise behavior, and exploring that and seeing if that willingness to change their behavior might be something you could work on?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you can do all kinds of resolution work just working with the resistance alone.
Cool. Yeah. And so you could say, hypothetically, they might say, well, I wouldn't know what to do with my time, or it's a family tradition that we eat this way, or I live with my mother, and if I don't eat what she cooks, then I won't have anything to eat. And so those are really kinds of issues that we could begin to work with that individual with to resolve with hypnosis, so that they would be willing to make those really important changes. I think a lot of people who have diabetes and other medical problems that can be helped by lifestyle changes are just in denial, and we can go in there and really make some positive changes with them to look realistically at where they are and the necessity for change.
Yes, and actually working more so I find with type 1 diabetes, that I find I work with a lot of clients just resolving their feelings about the diabetes itself, because there can be a lot of anger and a lot of fear attached to getting a diagnosis like that, and having to be reliant on, if they're on insulin, having to be reliant on that, having to wear a pump, maybe not being accepted, kind of standing out from the crowd. There's so many issues that come up with having a diagnosis like that, and so working on that can kind of help to bring you to a place where maybe they'd be willing to resolve some deeper issues that might be causing more of a problem with the diabetes in the first place.
Cool. Well, I think we've pretty much covered that. What do you think?
I think we have. And you know what, Cal? We're out of time.
You're kidding.
I'm not.
Wow, this would be the diabetes episode.
Yes, it is.
All right, wrap it up.
All right. This is Meredith Locker. You're tuning into our fabulous Ask Cal. Actually, this is not Ask Cal. This is Hypnosis Etc. with Cal Banyan and Meredith Locker. And you, hopefully you're posting on the Ask Cal group at ourhypnospace.com. And that's where we go first and foremost to get comments and questions to bring on to the show. You know, we really are only as good as you guys ask questions and bring the information out of us. So please continue to post your questions and comments. Please continue to email them to us if that's better for you. My email is meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com, and please do tune in and watch these episodes on calbanyan.com, where you can also post comments and questions. This is Meredith Locker signing off.
Wow, that was awesome. Hey, are you open out there to learning ways to make more money, to make yourself healthier, leaner, slimmer, stronger, faster, and do so for your clients? Remember, my secret project is still going on. If you want to know how to do that, just email me at calbanyan.com, and I'll email you back, and it's probably going to lead to a phone call where I just spill the beans and you find out what it's all about. There'll be some information down below about that. All right, this is Cal Banyan signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.